Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events. LAist Studios.
What you're about to hear is fiction. The scenes and characters are inspired by Eric Galindo's life, but it's a made-up story. This season of Wild is serialized, which means it's best experienced if you start with Episode 1, a Southeast LA rom-com. If you don't, you might be a little lost. You're listening to Episode 2, Mount Rushmore, Part 1. Enjoy.
All right, there is the Oh Captain, My Captain, Ray Z's Donut with vanilla frosting and Captain Crunch.
Grape Ape.
Voodoo Double Bubble.
Ew, what is that?
Just a donut with bubble gum on top.
That looks nasty.
Thank you.
Get some peanut butter on your face.
So, yeah, okay, so where was I?
You're telling me about the wildest thing you've done for love.
I didn't know it yet, but that night Luna and I were having dinner together was about to change everything. You're moving to Milwaukee.
Yep, I got the job.
What job?
The job. You're looking at the newest anchor for YWCC News, baby. I'm going to be the face of Milwaukee's leading news source.
What? Why didn't you tell me you applied for a job in Milwaukee, dude?
I'm telling you now. Why are you making this about you? This is my dream. Jorge Ramos, hello?
You're right.
Right?
Congratulations! I'm so proud of you. Like, Luna, you're really doing it. You worked so hard for this. You totally deserve this.
Oh, thanks, babe. You know I've been working on this for so long. It really means a lot to me. Wait, what was your surprise?
It doesn't really matter. I was gonna ask you to move in.
Oh, babe. Why don't you move to Milwaukee with me? I have to be there in a month, so you have to decide now.
I'm Eric Galindo.
I'm Megan Tan.
And this is Wild.
Man, I cannot believe this. Oh my God. Like, I just woke up and I just had all the money in the world. Like, I can't even believe this. Like, I even got some, what's the shoes called? Christy Louis B.
You're listening to Wild. It's a show about growing up. Kinda. This season, it's about the kind of love that fucks you up. That forces you to confront parts of yourself in a way that you never have before. The kind where despite all of that, you wind up saying to yourself, I think I'm falling in love.
Wild will be back after this break.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Hi, I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, and we are back for another round.
This is clearly an NPR audience.
Yeah, I think they're so smart. What the hell?
My guests this time are actor Bella Lavelle and author Amanda Montell, whose new book, The Age of Magical Overthinking, is out now. Join us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum for book talk, trivia, and hot takes. Tickets can be found at laist.com/events.
Now, back to the show.
So, did you move to Milwaukee or not?
Well, I decided I'm in love. And I was scared to leave LA. But I was also like, if you don't go, you're going to lose her. And this could be your only shot at love. So, I went.
You went? Oh. Oh, no. Love is going to fuck you up.
Love fucks everybody up. Damn! It's so beautiful to see everyone who showed up to this goodbye party. I mean, I didn't know I knew this many people. I know most of you are here from our girl Luna, who just got a job offer with YWCC, baby. We leave for Milwaukee tomorrow on a 1-month road trip. LA up the West Coast. It's okay to be jealous. Through Oregon to Seattle, and then we're gonna cut over to see Mount Rushmore.
Thanks, baby. Thank you, everyone, so much for coming. If everyone can look to the back, you'll see there's a big ass map. It has our route on there, which was schemed up by my queen and my best friend, my girl Liz. And it was approved by my super hot, too young to be a mommy, Angela, who will be joining us.
I have to make sure my Lunita gets to Milwaukee in one piece.
Ay, te quiero mucho, mami. So go to the map, take one of the markers from that cup over there, and circle any spot you think we should hit. And be sure you say every nice thing you've been meaning to say to me tonight, before I get famous.
Hold up. Back up. So what, you're going to be on a road for a month? And what's the situation? Is this like Britney Spears' Crossroads?
Let's go, girls.
Or that one family vacation movie.
You mean National Lampoon's Vacation?
That's what I said.
Up and at 'em. We're here.
I would say neither. It was more like 500 Days of Summer meets Romancing the Stone meets some Mexican shit.
I have no idea what that means.
Let me break it down Ocean's 11 style. But instead of a bunch of thieves, there's me, there's Luna, there's her mom Angela, and her best friend Liz.
Turn my headphones up, please. I can't hear my vocals on the track.
That's Liz.
Okay.
She's the most talented musician I've ever known.
That's better. Here we go.
Liz is about 27 at this time, so she's very much trying to find herself.
Yep, been there.
And even though she's Luna's best friend, she's also my best friend at this point.
Is that kind of weird?
Not if you know Liz. She's like everyone's best friend. She's super dope. She's traveled the whole world with her band. So she's really the kind of person you want on a road trip with you. But my favorite part about her, actually, is that she's never afraid to tell someone when they need to get their shit together.
Fuck. This isn't working. Sorry, Troy. I gotta take a smoke break.
But right now, she's the one struggling to keep her shit together. She just broke up with her band because things were getting toxic. And she's trying to find herself again. So she's super excited to go on the road with us right now.
Have a great summer vacation. Don't forget to read books, not just your phones. And make eye contact with people. And go outside.
That's Angela, Southeast High's teacher of the year. Also Luna's mom. She had Luna when she was 19 years old and was married for 20 years before her husband died a few years ago. She's a widow, an immigrant, and a mom. But she doesn't look like whatever it is you're picturing. At this point, she's only in her 40s. But her students always think that she's younger and crush on her. But at the end of the day, honestly, Angela's still kind of like everyone's mom.
Hey, George, remember what we talked about.
Don't forget, respect yourself and others will respect you.
She really just wants what every mom slash teacher wants, a better life for her kids, and also to travel the world in style. So she's excited for the summer adventure and has booked herself pretty much all hotel suites.
Ooh, nice. Just for herself?
I work hard for my money. So hard for honey.
Like I said, it's been a few years since her husband died, and she's finally open to, well, let's just say she's open.
I work hard for my money, and I'm gonna find a man tonight. That's right. Ba-da-ba-da.
And of course, there's Luna.
You know, when Eric and Liz came to me with this crazy trip idea, instead of just flying first class on YWCC's dime.
Okay, Miss Bougie.
Just like my mama raised me.
That's right.
Not gonna lie, I was skeptical. But then I thought about my father. He loved a good adventure. He would have killed to take me on a month-long road trip to Milwaukee. So I feel like this trip is also for him. He always wanted to take me to Mount Rushmore, where he hiked up to see
the men who built our great country.
I'd like to raise a glass to my father, Carlo.
To Carlo.
The man who helped me love Jorge Ramos and great adventures. I know you're smiling down on us right now.
Viva Carlo.
Salud. Yes.
This motherfucker. What the fuck are you doing here?
I was invited.
Who is that?
Ugh, that's Wolfgang, Luna's former fiance.
Oh, dang. Maybe I should get that double bubble treble donut because shit is about to pop off.
You know, this weird-ass donut isn't that bad. What about yours?
Mine is great. I love a peanut butter and jelly donut.
So, what's going through your head when you see this Wolfgang guy?
I immediately started to feel a pain in the pit of my stomach.
Like peanut butter had just exploded.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, girl?
Oh my god, what are you doing here?
So, tell me about this Wolfgang guy.
Wolfgang was a skinny blonde dude who Luna dated freshman year of high school and most of college.
That's a long ass time.
Yeah.
Was this like her first love?
Yeah, it was her first love and he cheated on her and I don't think she ever got over it.
Oh no.
Yeah, but Luna didn't like to talk about it and I definitely didn't want to ask about it.
Understandable.
Right, and I thought he was out of her life. But then he's standing right there. I can't even...
Why are you acting so dumb? I just invited everyone I'm basically never going to see again.
Why are you flirting with them then?
I'm not flirting!
Jealousy makes you think some weird shit. And it's a hard feeling for me because it makes me want to fuck this guy up.
Sounds like a bad situation.
Yo, let's do shots! Shot. Everybody! You need to open bottle.
Whoa.
Yo, whoa.
Hey, Eric, let me get you some water and something to eat.
Mama Angela, you feel sweet. But I'm okay. I just need another Wait, what the hell is that?
You mean the map?
Yeah, is that a heart on the map? Did I put that there?
Hey, Luna. You should hit up Pals in Portland. Remember that time we got caught doing dot, dot, dot at the vault in the last bookstore? Good times. Wolfgang.
Don't overreact. Ugh. It's just a note.
Fuck this guy. Right on my map. Talking about my girl. Think his heart's all cute? Come here, chair. I can write a heart.
What are you doing?
It's just a note, Mama Angela. And the biggest heart I
get down from there.
Can.
You're going to...
Ugh.
Oh, he fell.
My back.
What the fuck, Eric? I told you to fucking stop drinking. Why are you ruining my party? And now you look ridiculous. Look, now we don't even have a map for our trip because you ripped it. Oh, I don't even know why I'm with you. Wake up, you drunk buffoon!
Do people really say buffoon?
She does.
Luna, we could hear you screaming over Uptown Funk.
Oh my god, okay. Uptown Funk.
Classic
Bruno Mars. But if you listen to the lyrics, this song is really just about how hard it is to be as famous as Bruno Mars, which is kind of funny because I think Uptown Funk made him famous.
It's called Manifestation, baby.
I mean, it's kind of impossible not to sing along to this song.
What? Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up.
This fool is drunk off his ass again. You know he's going to be useless in the morning.
What? I can rally.
You always do this. I can't rely on you for shit. Liz, do something with him.
Okay, calm down. You know he does everything for you.
Ugh, not even. I can't even say hi to Wolfgang, or Eric's useless.
You know what? Fuck this. I don't want to go to Milwaukee anyway. I could be eating tacos with the homies instead of dealing with your bullshit again.
My bullshit? Oh, yeah. Well, maybe, you know what? I'll have Wolfgang take me.
I need a fucking drink.
Eric, you can't be doing this to yourself, man. Drinking should be fun, not depressing.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, obviously so much fun.
Hey, let him sleep in a little. We can leave a couple hours later than we planned. No big deal.
No big deal? We have a schedule. All the hotels are booked, the route is carefully calculated, and I have to be in Milwaukee with my first big story on July 16th.
Dude, you are doing way too much. They're not going to need your story right when we get there.
But I'm going to have it. They're throwing me a party for fuck's sake. I can't be late, and now the map is ruined.
Fine. Have Wolfgang Van Fuck take you. You can go to Pals and have boring book sex on a boring bookcase for all I care.
Girl, see what I'm dealing with?
Okay. Look, I'll drive the first leg of the trip in the morning.
You hate driving.
It's all good, Luna. I got you.
Oh, you're the best, Liz.
And we're not doing any of that shit on the map, okay? That was just a cute party game.
It was?
Yeah, man. You and I planned this trip weeks ago, remember? And I have our itinerary, all our stops carefully curated. This is going to be an epic-ass adventure.
She sounds extremely optimistic. This looks like it's going to be an epic mess.
Yeah, I get that. But I think it's hard to see messes when you're in them sometimes.
Mm-hmm, that's true. So wait, did you guys get on the road on time? What happened?
Yeah, we made it, barely. It was early in the morning. The sun was rising. I was slouched in the back seat next to Angela, Luna's mom. God, that woman can sleep through anything. And Liz was in the driver's seat. Luna was co-pilot. Okay. And they were having a good time.
Should I put on some music?
Yes, please.
This is going to sound kind of dark, maybe, but you know what song I can't get out of my head?
I think I do.
Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up.
Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Woo!
Well, this song is definitely going to lighten the mood.
It's pretty catchy.
It really is.
So, what's our ETA say?
Oh, boy.
9 p.m. 15 hours to Portland. Sure you can handle that?
Hell no. Eric, you're gonna have to take over as soon as we get to the Grapevine. You know that, right?
Yeah. I should be good by then.
The first real stop is Voodoo Donuts. You're gonna love it.
Woo! Portland, here we come.
Wild will be back after this break.
Hey, listeners. If you're a fan of this show and want to help spread the word, please take a second to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Not going to lie, it's going to take more than a few seconds, but it'll help other people find the show. Subscribe and follow wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
LAist has a new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of some of your favorite LA restaurants to find out how and why they do what they do. I'm Austin Cross. Join me for the first event where we'll explore how restaurants help make a neighborhood and we'll all have something delicious to eat afterwards. It's May 22nd at the Crawford. Get your tickets now at las.com/events.
Now, back to the show.
Did you want that for an hour or not back to
go? So that's why you wanted to bring me here? Voodoo Donuts.
I just wanted you to see how fucking wild this place is.
Very pink.
Yes. And this is the much more toned down LA version. The first time I was at Voodoo was at the OG Portland location.
It was louder than this?
Yes. Much louder. And also, Voodoo in Portland is where this story takes a turn. We get to Portland around 5. We go to dinner. After dinner, Angela goes back to her room to take a nap. But Luna, Liz, and I wanted the party to keep going. So we stayed out drinking. Then afterwards, we go to Voodoo. And we're drunk, so we order a shitload of donuts.
Okay. Uber will be here in 10.
And then we called an Uber to take us back to the hotel.
Damn, why so long? It's so cold here. Thought it was supposed to be summer, damn it.
That's the Pacific Northwest for you.
Oh, damn.
Plus, it's 2 a.m. on a Sunday. We're lucky it's just 10 minutes.
Yo, this PB&J donut is my shit.
Can't you wait till we get back to the hotel?
I mean, I guess. Both times, right? It's my donut.
Ugh, typical. Ugh, and stop talking with your mouth full, dude.
What's taking this damn car so long?
I don't think you should be drinking and eating so much. It's the first day of the trip, and it, you know what? Never mind.
What's going on? I feel like you've been kind of cold to me since we got to Portland.
You really want to know?
Well, yeah. Is this about the party? And the map? I thought we were cool.
You know, your drinking is for sure becoming a problem. And I think that you're an emotional eater. Like, I've been telling you to go to therapy, but that's not even the real problem. The real problem is that I just realized I don't think I'm ever going to marry you. Like, I don't see a future here. There is just no point in keeping up the charade.
What?
What? She broke up with you on the first day of the trip?
What's going on?
You broke up with me. I have peanut butter in my mouth.
What?
He says I broke up with him, and that he's got peanut butter in his mouth. I told him not to talk with his mouth full, but he doesn't listen. He never listens to me.
Okay, we're all a little drunk right now. We need to be rational.
I'm sorry. I'm not drunk. I mean, I'm not that drunk. Eric, I just can't keep lying to you. To myself.
It's okay, Eric. Honey, just... it's gonna be okay. Why the fuck did you... Luna!
Oh, he's such a drama queen.
People are so hard to go in your mouth.
I know, buddy. It's really hard to get peanut butter out of your mouth. It's okay.
I was shook. I wanted to go home, cancel everything. I wanted to crawl into a hole and die. But then
what happened?
So we get back to the hotel. Liz goes back to her room after I convinced her I wasn't a suicide risk or anything. And me and Luna go back to our room. She sleeps in the bed. I try sleeping on the floor, but I can't sleep. So I stepped out for some air.
Hey, why are you standing out on the balcony? It's freezing.
I just got tired of sleeping on the hard floor. My back's fucking killing me.
You can sleep in the bed with me.
No, thanks. I'm gonna take off anyway.
What do you mean?
I'm driving back to LA, dude.
What about our trip?
What about it?
Well, how are we supposed to get to Milwaukee if you drive back to LA?
I don't know. The bus? Didn't YWCC offer to fly you first class or some bullshit?
I can't call YWCC and tell them I changed my mind. That would be unprofessional. And a bus would take forever. I'd be too late for my party. Plus, we already booked all these rooms. I gotta find my story. There was a plan, Eric. Mount Rushmore.
So fucking what? You didn't care about the plan when you dumped me.
Look, I do still love you. I'm just not in love with you. It's no one's fault. It just happens. We can still be friends.
I don't want to be friends with you, Luna. I don't even want to fucking look at you right now. Or ever again.
That's fair. If you want to go home, go. I don't blame you. But I don't know. There's something magical about this trip. I can feel it. Plus
what?
This trip is for my dad. I know he's with us somehow. I mean, you... Like, he loved you. And I can't picture finishing the trip without you.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying this can't end like this. Not on a cold balcony. Not outside of fucking voodoo donuts. For real, baby. You and me... And the road. One last adventure together. What do you say?
Next time on Wild?
Come on, Luna. What do you want me to say?
The truth. Do you still love him?
Why does it matter?
Wild is written, directed, and co-hosted by me, Eric Galindo.
It is also written, directed, and co-hosted by me, Megan Tan.
Megan and I created Wild together.
Yes, we did. And this podcast is powered by listeners like you, donating as little as $5 a month.
And we can only keep making more episodes like this one with your partnership.
So you can support this show by donating at las.com/join. Anjali Sastry-Kirbacek is our senior producer. She's also a writer and director on the show. Emma Alabaster produced and sound designed this episode. Kyle Chang is a producer on the show. Our writer's room also included Bruno Lopez-Vega and Victoria Alejandro.
Mixing and engineering is by Donald Foss.
Wild stars Melina Bobadilla as Luna, Gabrielle Ruiz as Angela, and Atsuko Okatsuka as Liz.
Austin Cross is our announcer. Thanks to our other voice actors, including Brian De Los Santos, Lorenzo Van Ness, Jens Campbell, Catherine Mailhouse, Mike Rowe, Manuel Valladares, Monica Bushman, Stephanie Ritoper, and the fine folks from the Los Angeles Radio Club.
And if you want to share your wild love story, go to las.com/wild. Wild is a production of Elias Studios. Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
It really does.
They are not wrong.
Now why you playing the fiddle? I'm throwing up the middle. I see you playing games. I can read you like a Kindle. I ain't losing no sleep. Giving brain to my pillow. You insane. I'm for real though. For real though!
This episode of Wild was fictional. The characters and scenes were made up. Thanks so much for listening.
LAS Studios.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.